India's Congress Party gains are good news for Christians. A ministry connects storytelling with scripture translation, and foster children are the focus of a prayer shower. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are celebrating a landslide victory in national elections in India. The Congress Party now has 262 seats in Parliament, a near majority. While the secular government is good news for Christians, it doesn't mean persecution against Christians will end. Serve India's Ebenezer Samuel.
Anything that happens can be all blamed on the government while they continue to perpetrate all kinds of cruelties against the minority.
Orissa State violence is evidence of that, but that violence is also producing new fruits, says Samuel.
We had 300 pastors in December, but now we have 430, and some of them are in the states where there's a lot of persecution going on.
That growth needs support. You can support a pastor for $35 a month.
The pastor that works with us take the gospel to at least 5 unreached villages and establish ministries, churches, a new congregation in the next 5 years.
Meanwhile, the global financial crisis is threatening efforts to fight the HIV/AIDS pandemic as African countries cut back on health care. But World Hope International's Reach for Life program is making a difference, says David Erickson. It uses International Bible Society Send the Light special New Testament.
So young people, when they go through these lessons, are not just addressing questions of the kind of behaviors that can shorten their lives and destroy the lives of those that they love. They are reading the New Testament.
And 40-lesson program to introduce youth to the gospel and a lifestyle of purity.
We have been invited by the government of Zambia to implement this program in all the high schools in Zambia.
Over 70,000 youth have already received a copy of the Reach for Life New Testament. Now, World Hope needs your help to reach more. For $10, you can send a Reach for Life New Testament to a Zambian youth. You're listening to Mission Network News. Wycliffe Associates is launching an 8-language outreach in South Asia through Project Storyteller. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says,
telling stories is the culturally appropriate way to communicate wisdom and truth in these areas.
Its aim is to put God's word into the hands of people crying out for the scriptures.
Stories like the story of creation, the story of Noah, the story of Joseph, parables from the New Testament, of course, the story of Christ and of his work on earth as well. And the idea, again, is to get the truth of Scripture in as quickly as possible.
Sharing the gospel through an oral story can have a strong impact and is less likely to subject the storyteller to persecution. Smith adds it won't stop there.
The project overall is going to be a couple of years in length from start to finish. We're trusting it'll transition then into strict Scripture translation in that arena as well.
If you want specifics on prayer needs or funding, we have more details at our website. Next, when Far East Broadcasting Company started Christian broadcasts in the Yemeni language in 2004, believers started multiplying. Since then, programs have had to increase as well, specifically a program called Church in the House. With no churches where believers can gather, broadcasts from FEBC teaching about faith and fellowship have been a critical part of growing the body of Christ there. The country is dominated by Muslims, so the demand for such programs is highly encouraging. And prayer vigils are popping up across the United States this week in honor of National Foster Care Awareness Month. Bethany Christian Services is encouraging groups to lift up in prayer the 500,000 foster children in the U.S. Incorporate a vigil into your existing Bible study or lunch with coworkers. It doesn't have to be a formal gathering. Join a registered vigil near you on Bethany's website, where you can also find foster care statistics and specific struggles in need of prayer. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of Muslims and Jews who are giving their lives to Christ despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.